This is JIS News. Coming up, PSOJ head lauds civil servants for contribution to national development. Pika Mobile Unit now in Emancipation Park and work being carried out to improve lighting along Elegant Corridor in St. James. The news in detail after the break.
Apply for your passport at the Civil Service Expo in Emancipation Park on Tuesday, November 18. The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency will be there to serve you. Bring along the usual certified documents and IDs. Cost, adults $4,500, minors $2,700. No cash, only debit or credit cards or postal orders will be accepted. Come and apply for your passport in Emancipation Park, Tuesday, November 18, starting at 9 a.m.
Now the news. Private Sector Organization of Jamaica PSOJ President Christopher Zaka has lauded the nation's civil servants for their tremendous sacrifices and sterling contribution to national development. Speaking at the official launch of Civil Service Week 2014, Mr. Zaka noted that the tireless work of civil servants is among the reasons the country recorded growth in the last several quarters.
You are one of the reasons we have managed to come so far. I can tell you from my heart that we in the private sector wish to thank you profusely for all that you have done and continue to do. By your sacrifices, you have shown that you are true members of Team Jamaica who have the country's best interests at heart.
Civil Service Week is being observed November 16 to 21 under the theme Public Sector Advancement Through Partnership and Collaboration. Persons in Kingston and St. Andrew can more conveniently access the services of the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, through the agency's mobile unit, now at Emancipation Park. Members of the public will be able to apply for passports and obtain information relating to immigration and citizenship matters. In an interview with JIS News, Communications Officer at PICA, Angela Hamilton, said the initiative is part of ongoing efforts to increase public awareness and access to PICA's range of services.
So if people want information on what we do, they can come there and get any kind of information they want on our services. Persons can come and apply for their passport in the park, and we'll be there to facilitate them.
Ms. Hamilton is advising members of the public to take along necessary documents in order to apply for a passport, including two passport-sized photographs, their birth certificate, and, where applicable, a marriage license. Persons will have to pay using a credit or debit card or postal order, as cash payments will not be accepted via the mobile unit. Motorists are being advised to expect minor delays when using the dual carriageway between the Sangster International Airport and the Iberostar Resort in St. James. This as the National Works Agency is carrying out work under the Elegant Corridor Lighting Project. The project being undertaken at a cost of $248 million through the Tourism Enhancement Fund seeks to improve visibility along the roadway between the Sangster International Airport roundabout and the Iberostar Resort in Lilliput, St. James. It involves the installation of energy saving light-emitting diodes LED lamps along the 17-kilometer thoroughfare. The lights are expected to reduce energy costs by approximately 50%. Community Relations Officer for the NWA's Western Region, Janelle Ricketts, says emphasis is being placed on cutting the length of the roadway to facilitate the laying of ducts and cables. Poles will then be installed and the affected sections of the roadway rehabilitated. The project is expected to be completed before the end of the first quarter of 2015. And the Child Development Agency, CDA, will be commemorating World Day for the Prevention of Child Abuse with the Bless the Children Candlelight Vigil and Concert Wednesday, November 19. The CDA is inviting members of the public to bring shoeboxes of gifts for children in state care to the event, scheduled for Emancipation Park, starting at 6 p.m. The CDA is partnering with Miss Jamaica Festival Queen 2014 Angel Bryan on her Guardian Angel Shoebox Project, which encourages persons to donate items such as clothing, books, school supplies, toiletries, games, and toys suitable for boys and girls ages 0 to 18 years. Public Relations and Communication Manager at the CDA, Prudence Barnes, says the main objective of the event is to remember children who died under violent circumstances. She says the CDA is also seeking to increase awareness about child abuse, its negative effects, and to engage the wider community in preventing child abuse. The event coincides with the CDA's 10th anniversary celebrations, being commemorated under the theme Protecting Children, Transforming Lives, Securing the Future. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.